We start this hour in France, where it was a grisly severed head that greeted authorities on the scene of an attack on an industrial facility near the city of Lyon. Armed men drove a vehicle onto the grounds, killing one man, injuring several others, and they attempted to cause a huge explosion at this gas plant, but apparently failed at that.
And they attacked this establishment and this factory using gas canisters. We have no doubt that the attack was to explode the building. The attack bears the hallmarks of a terrorist attack.
That's French President François Hollande speaking from Brussels earlier today. He said that one suspect had been arrested and that others may have been involved. Flags with Arabic writing were found near the site of the attack. Joining me now with more is Laurie Hennett, Associated Press correspondent in Paris. Laurie, what elements of this attack make it particularly suspicious?
Well, the suspect who's been detained apparently had ties to French Islamic radicals dating back to 2006, although France's interior minister said that surveillance was dropped in 2008. More alarming was the fact that a severed head was posted at the entrance to the factory. And discovered there after the attacker was detained by an alert firefighter.
And this was a coordinated attack. I mean, even though they weren't successful in blowing up the factory, this was a well-organized approach and attempt to penetrate the factory grounds.
Yeah, it definitely was. The car plowed through the gate and went straight for the canisters. And the French President François Hollande described it as a terrorist attack, and the intention was to cause an explosion.
And this is an American-owned gas facility. Can you describe what kind of a factory it was?
The factory had multiple gas tanks, and the company that owns it, which is called Air Products, is an American-based chemical company based in Allentown, Pennsylvania. They do have facilities worldwide.
Has there been any claim of responsibility, any sort of ideological motive here suggested either by security forces or individuals claiming responsibility?
There have been no known claims of responsibility at this point, and French authorities are being extremely cautious about any broader ties. There were two Islamist flags found at the site, one white and one black, but they're being extremely cautious about linking it to any organized group beyond what the prosecutor has said, which is that an investigation has been opened into the attack and that potential charges could include plotting as part of a terrorist group.
Since well before the Charlie Hebdo attacks, the French authorities have been concerned about domestic radicalization. But I'm wondering if this is the first time or if this opens a new chapter in the sense that industrial facilities would be vulnerable here. Any comment on that?
It's certainly the first time that an industrial facility would have been targeted in France. They did ramp up protection around the country at any site that they considered vulnerable, although they're not saying whether or not this would be the kind of place they would have increased security at. But fears of copycat attacks have grown since the Charlie Hebdo attacks. One person was arrested this spring after authorities said he was plotting to gun down churches in the Paris region.
And is Lyon known as a city that has problems with radicalization? Are there active mosques there, a large immigrant community in Lyon?
There is a large community of French Muslims in Lyon. It's one of the biggest cities in France outside of Paris. And there have been periodic sweeps of people who are considered to be extremists or who are promoting extremist behavior.
And just to recap, there is a suspect in custody, and that person has been watched in the past, so presumably authorities know a fair bit amount about him.
Authorities are being very cautious about the person who's been detained. They did say that they were aware of him as early as 2006 and that surveillance was dropped in 2008, and that they've arrested several people with potential ties to the attacks, but they're being extremely, extremely cautious.
Laurie Hennett, Associated Press correspondent, reporting to us from Paris. Thanks so much, Laurie.
You're welcome.
A couple more details. The attack outside of Lyon today is just one of a wave of terrorist attacks that have occurred in the past 24 hours. It's not clear if they're related. Authorities are reporting that there are more than a dozen dead after an attack today on a beach resort in Tunisia in the coastal city of Sousse. And earlier today, an Islamic State-affiliated group has claimed responsibility for a suicide bomb attack on a Shia mosque in the Kuwaiti capital.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.